Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump threatens Apple with a 25% tariff on all of its products if it doesn't make the iPhone in the U.S. CBS's Natalie Brand says it comes on the heels of a Trump meeting this week with Apple's Tim Cook.
Perhaps the meeting didn't go as well as the president would have liked. So now, days later, we are seeing a threat here. What we don't know is if this is a threat on social media or something that the administration plans to actually carry out.
CBS News contributor J.D. Durkin breaks down how this might look if Apple were to shift iPhone production to the U.S.
If you like your $1,000 iPhone, it's got to be made in China. If you want to produce the iPhone in Secaucus, New Jersey, it'll be anywhere between $3,000 and $4,000.
And Trump today also threatened the European Union with a 50% tariff on all goods. CBS's Remy Innocencio is in London.
The EU's trade chief is set to have a call with the U.S. trade rep to try to stop what could be a transatlantic trade war.
A federal judge in Massachusetts has granted a temporary restraining order sought by Harvard University against the Trump administration over attempts to end foreign students from being able to study there. CBS's Nikki Batiste.
The university called the government's actions unlawful. Nearly 7,000 international students are currently attend the Ivy League school, making up more than 27% of enrollment. Earlier this year, Harvard fought against White House demands to change hiring practices, limit activism, and provide information on foreign students' involvement in protests and other campus activities.
And China blasted the administration move. Nearly 20% of all international students at Harvard are from China. It's a busy day today on the highways and at the airports, as we hear from CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
By road, train, and plane, Americans are moving towards their summer vacations. Most will drive this Memorial Day weekend.
We have a huge van that we rented, so we're just going to take it slow and then make stops, you know, to kind of keep us from staying in the car too long.
Overall, AAA expects 45.1 million to travel.
Overseas, CBS's Elaine Cobb in Paris reports a jury is due back soon with a verdict in the case against 10 people charged with the jewel heist at Kim Kardashian's apartment.
The prosecution has called for sentences up to 10 years for the nine men and one woman accused of robbing $10 million worth of Kim Kardashian's jewelry.
And Vice President Vance was there at Annapolis this morning to salute Naval Academy grads.
Both for me and from President Trump, congratulations to the class of 2025.
Wall Street, the Dow is up 300 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. More than 20 fire departments from Racine, Kenosha, and the area responded to a Brighton House fire yesterday. The fire, blamed on exploding lithium-ion batteries, required crews to haul massive amounts of water because of the rural location. Multiple pets died in the fire, but no people were hurt. Kenosha County will soon see a new natural gas power plant. There will be one in the town of Paris, and We Energies also got approval to put one up in Oak Creek. The projects are set to break ground this year, replacing aging coal plants and helping to supply power to Microsoft's Racine County data centers. Environmental groups warn the move locks Wisconsin into decades of fossil fuel use. Flags are flying at half-staff across Wisconsin today to honor a longtime Racine state representative. The tribute recognizes James Rooney's decades of public service. It comes on the same day as a funeral mass today at St. Joseph Catholic Church. Rooney passed away earlier this month at the age of 89. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
As you plan your Memorial Day gathering, be sure to pick up an O&H Danish Bakery Red, White, and Blue Kringle. It has a fabulous filling blend of York County cherries, smooth cream cheese, and Michigan blueberries. It's a crowd pleaser for sure. And while there, be sure to pick up several O&H Bavarian bee stings. These crisp elephant ears are bursting with smooth Bavarian cream and hand-dipped in rich chocolate. Have a great Memorial Day gathering with delicious treats from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
A big night for Yelly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers managed to get a win despite a long rain delay. They beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 8-5. Christian Yelich, who was just 2-for-34 in his last at-bats, hit two home runs with four runs batted in to break out of his slump.
Yeah, I mean, it feels good. Pretty tough start to the year and been grinding, and that's part of the game, you know. And, you know, these guys have been trying to pick me up all year with finding ways to score runs, and nice to see some stuff pay off.
NFL, after a week of team workouts, it's the Packers' annual softball game tonight, started by Brett Favre, then hosted by Donald Driver, and now Jordan Love.
We're excited. My second year, kind of helping run the show. I know last year Donald was a big part of it, and he kind of passed the torch, which is pretty cool. So it's going to be 25th anniversary is pretty special. Obviously, the game's been going on for a long time, so to be able to, you know, take the torch and kind of just carry it and keep it going.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Tons of sunshine on tap as we head into the long weekend. Partly sunny skies today, we reach highs in the mid-50s. And tomorrow, more sunshine, still stuck to the mid-50s. Get a little bit warmer on Sunday and Monday, flirting with 60 degrees with plenty of sunshine and dry conditions. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
Thank you. Quick congratulations to Tracy, who won the family four-pack of tickets to attend Harborfest on us. Appreciate that, Tracy. Thanks for listening to WRJN. Now we're 30 seconds away from Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinediscenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue, Racine.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
The rest of the story. You have just invented something. Your invention is not quite perfected, but you know what it's going to take to get it working. You even have the plans on paper. Now, technically, you should not file a patent application without a working model. So how do you protect your brainchild? What you do is to go to the United States Patent Office, and you file something called a caveat, a document expressing your intent to invent. Careful now, include all of the diagrams, all of the explanations. And then you will have gone on record. This is your invention, and you will have 2 years to make it do whatever it's supposed to do. On February 14, an inventor named Elisha Gray walked into the U.S. Patent Office with the plans for his most recent invention under his arm. The device itself was yet imperfect. That is to say, Mr. Gray had just not gotten around to building it, so he did not file a patent application. He filed a caveat expressing his intention to complete the project within 2 years. Now, the legal weight of a caveat's impressive. Companies have paid millions of dollars for such rights. So Mr. Gray's device was indeed protected. The only thing that could conceivably place his rights to his invention in jeopardy would be for another inventor to file a patent application for that same invention that same day. A billion to one shot, you say? Well, you'd better hear the rest of the story. There is a white brick Victorian house in suburban Chicago, Highland Park, the home on Hazel Avenue, where once lived this gentleman named Elisha Gray. Mr. Gray was an inventor. He patented some 70 devices, including one that transmitted pictures by wire. His genius was an obstacle in only one sense. There was simply not enough time to build all of the inventions that his brain could conceive. It was in his laboratory in that house on Hazel Avenue that Elisha Gray conceived most of his inventions, and one in particular, a gadget in which he personally believed, though his business associates did not. His business associates wanted him to concentrate on what they considered more practical things. So Mr. Gray, unwilling to abandon his pet project entirely, filed a caveat with the patent office, a document expressing his intent to invent. Now at least his device was protected, or so he thought, for that same day, February 14, 1876, another inventor filed a patent application in that same office for that same invention. Ultimately, the courts would decide that this other fellow's patent carried more weight than Gray's caveat. But this is the rest of the story. The device depicted in the other inventor's patent application was inoperative. It could not possibly have worked. What it needed to make it work was a component already described by Elisha Gray in his caveat. And yes, according to a sworn affidavit by the patent office examiner at the time, the other inventor discovered the contents of Gray's filed document. And he, the other fella, whose patent application had been prematurely filed, he then went home to complete his device. He had stolen the necessary information with which to do it. So you never heard of Elisha Gray. You've always thought it was that other fellow, Alexander Graham Bell, who invented the telephone. Maybe, in a sense, that is so. Only now you know the rest of the story.
Really? Okay. Drama at the patent office. Paul Harvey and the rest of the story happens twice daily. Every Monday through Friday, 7:25 with Don Rosen, and again, 12:05 early afternoon, like you just heard here on WRJN.
WRJN. A winter's day in a deep and dark December. On a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow, I am a rock, I am an island. I've built walls and fortress deep and mighty that friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock, I am an island. Don't talk of love. Feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock, I am an island.
Feels no pain, and an island never cries.
From Radio Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
Yeah. love like that, you know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad.
Song from the Beatles, but then you already knew that. I'm Dan Marcus. You know what else is awesome? The way that the Racine Raiders are playing. Last weekend, they shut out their opponent. This weekend, they're home at historic Horlick Field for a game against the Illinois Cowboys. Pre-game at 6:45 on WRJN. Kickoff at 7. And is sponsored by Time and Again Music and More, Sturdivant's vinyl destination. By Rasmussen's Diamonds, providing Racine beautiful stories for 125 years. By Tropical Smoothie Cafe, you're on Tropic Time. By Our Harmony Club, providing social day programs for older adults. And by Kelly Friesema of EXP Realty. Raiders, Saturday, 7 o'clock. And it's all here on WRJN.
Start your long holiday weekend with big savings at WRJN Big Deals. Our Memorial Day weekend sale is on through Monday. Take an extra 15% off your entire order at checkout. No coupon code needed. Shop, save, and support your favorite local businesses with discounted gift certificates. Perfect for summer fun. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and start saving today with WRJN Big Deals.
The weather's heating up, and so is the flavor at Ferraro's. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, comfort food at its finest. Ferraro's has a fiesta for your table with the taco pizza. It's a hearty refried bean base, seasoned ground beef, and a zesty three cheese blend, topped with fresh lettuce and tomato and drizzles of sour cream and mild taco sauce. It's a fresh, flavorful twist on a fan favorite. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
When words aren't enough, say it with flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. From breathtaking bouquets to elegant arrangements, they create floral designs for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and every special moment in between. Complete your gift with DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle with scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
Spring is here and summer heat is just around the corner. Is your air conditioner ready to keep you cool? A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling provides expert spring tune-ups to keep your system running smoothly, saving you money and preventing costly breakdowns. From air conditioners and furnaces to boilers, ductwork, and commercial HVAC, they do it all, including repairs and installations. Call A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling today, 414-595-5175, or visit their website, mkehvac.com. Schedule your spring tune-up now.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN. Then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
Sweet dreams.
I'm dreaming, you can make my dreams come true.
It's WRJN. Totally respect this guy. Stuart J. Waddles. Here's an update from him in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Fire crews from all over Racine and Kenosha counties rushed to the scene in Brighton yesterday as a massive fire tore through a home. It happened on 18th Street near 240th Avenue. More than 20 different fire departments came together, hauling over 100,000 gallons of water to battle the fire. That was being fueled by exploding lithium-ion batteries. Several pets died. No people were hurt. Officials say the rural location of the fire made it hard to fight. Festival Park in Racine will be buzzing again tonight. Last night kicked off the Hot Harbor Nights weekend. The Conviction Band from Kenosha headlines tonight. The festivities are being held under the big event tent at Festival Park.
It's a statewide honor today for a longtime Racine rep. Governor Tony Evers has ordered flags to fly at half-staff statewide today to honor former state representative James Rooney. The tribute recognizes Rooney's decades of service to the state and his hometown. Rooney was a 1953 graduate of St. Cat's, a lifetime member of the Racine Yacht Club, an Army veteran, and holder of several public offices. A massive Christian burial is being celebrated today at St. Joseph Catholic Church. Rooney passed away May 3rd at the age of 89. After voters rejected a $2.25 million referendum this spring, the Raymond School District is making some adjustments. Find out how that district is dealing with cutbacks online. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Get your newest tailgate essential when the Brewers give away a Barrelman cooler at the game on June 15th, courtesy of Leinenkugel's. The first 10,000 fans ages 21 and older will take home the one-of-a-kind cooler. Get tickets at brewers.com/giveaways. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
WRJN weather. Tons of sunshine on tap as we head into the long weekend. With partly sunny skies today, we reach highs in the mid-50s. And tomorrow, more sunshine, still stuck to the mid-50s. Get a little bit warmer on Sunday and Monday, flirting with 60 degrees with plenty of sunshine and dry conditions. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
WRJN.
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN with the Rascals. I've been lonely too long. Mighty lonely.
I've been lonely too long. I've been lonely too long. In the past, they've come and gone. I feel like I can't go on. I've been lonely too long.
I've been lonely too long.
I've been lonely too long.
I've been lonely.
As I look back, lost and searching. Now I find that I can choose. I'm free. Oh, yeah. So funny, I just have a laugh. All my eyes trouble been torn in half. I've been lonely too long.
Music Explosion and the entire Music Explosion Greatest Hit album right there. I'm Dan Marcus. Working my way back to you. Four Seasons. WRJN.
Working my way.
thanks for the joy that you've given me. I want you to know I believe in your song. In rhythm and rhyme and harmony, you've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
News and Timeless Hits, WRJN with Dobie Gray's Drift Away. I'm Dan Marcus. An hour from now, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget is a childhood song of the singer, something she sang while she was playing as a little girl. It's coming up. And it made the top 10 at the height of the British invasion and shared the top 10 with one of the great Beatle rock and roll songs. This song, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, about an hour away on WRJN.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Oh my God, you guys, Legally Blonde continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Elle Woods is totally in love with Warner until he dumps her to attend Harvard Law. Determined to win him back, Elle ditches fashion magazines for law books and gets accepted to Harvard too. Tackling stereotypes, statutes, and scandal, she defies expectations and proves herself to the world in this fabulously fun and inspiring musical. Call the box office 633-4218 or visit RacineTheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Skip the long lines and crowds. Shop local at Cristiano's Supermarket. It's your neighborhood stop for a full selection of groceries at prices that fit your budget. From pantry staples to plain t-shirts, they have what you need. Plus, they accept EBT for added convenience. Grab a money order, enjoy a fresh Lee's Deli sub, and pick up a Wisconsin State Lottery ticket. Plenty of winners found their luck at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just great prices and real value. Swing by Cristiano's Supermarket today, 21st and Kearney in Racine.
Spring is right around the corner, and after a long winter, it's time to shake off the salt and bring back that showroom shine. At Professional Detail, they specialize in full detailing, polishing, waxing, interior deep cleaning, headlight restoration, ceramic coatings, even removing those pesky light scratches. Don't drive into spring in a dull, dirty ride when you can turn heads with a flawless finish. Professional Detail, located at 2405 Lathrop Avenue in Racine, open at 8 to 5. Get your car shining like new because it deserves the best.
The Racine Raiders return home on Saturday, March 24th for 90s night at historic Horlick Field. The Raiders are winners of 30 straight games and look to extend that streak against their rivals from the South, the Illinois Cowboys. The Raiders will honor the 1995 National Championship team and play great music from the 90s all night long. The Raiders, Saturday, May 24th at 7 p.m. at historic Horlick Field. Be there.
Across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
WRJN.
finger now, it doesn't mean a thing. This diamond ring doesn't shine for me anymore, and this diamond ring doesn't mean what it meant before. So if you've got someone whose love is true, let it shine for you.
Diamond Ring, Neil Diamond. See what I did there? WRJN.
La Linda was mine till the time that I found her, holding Jim and loving him. When Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue, that died too.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
You with your masquerading, and you always contemplating what to do in case happiness found you. Can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me.
See you.
be scared to move. Hey, babe, what are you trying to prove? It ain't true that your life has kicked you. It's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. There's been new court action following the latest move by the Trump administration against Harvard University.
A judge in Massachusetts has granted a temporary restraining order against the Trump administration, which revoked Harvard's ability to enroll or keep international students under the Student and Exchange Visitor Program. That program allows educational institutions to host foreign students with visas so they can study in the United States. Harvard sued the administration, calling the revocation a blatant violation of the Constitution and retaliation for the university's refusal to comply with political demands stemming from on-campus protests. A hearing is scheduled for next week. Lindy Kenyon, CBS News, The White House.
And a new Trump tariff threat today.
The president says he'll slap a 25% tariff on Apple products unless iPhones are made in America. And he said he's warned CEO Tim Cook.
I said to him, Tim, you're my friend. I treated you very good. You're coming in with $500 billion, but now I hear you're building all over India.
But tech contributor Ian Schur says there's debate if it's even possible to manufacture them here because of
how the supply chains are set up and how parts are manufactured all around the world and where they converge.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
And Trump is also imposing a 50% tariff on European Union goods. Elias Rodriguez, the man charged with killing two Israeli embassy staffers in D.C., could face the death penalty.